Chinese government's growth targets, as well as details of plans to shore up the economy, are being closely watched for at this year's CPPCC sessions. CPPCC National Committee member Liu Shijin says economic growth is a leading concern among the public.
但从短期来讲，大家可能关心的就是目前的宏观经济的形势，因为目前经济的
In the short term, people are concerned about the current macroeconomic trend as the downward pressure is fairly large.
Growth in China came in last year at 6.9%, which authorities say is part of the new normal, following years of growth which hovered in and around the double-digit mark on an annual basis.However, discussions now among advisors is what growth rate will be acceptable for this year. Economist Jia Kang argues it's necessary to prevent economic growth from falling below 6.5%.
我感觉6.5到7的这个区间是可接受的区间。
I think the growth rate of 6.5% to 7% is acceptable.If the rate falls to less than 6.5%, we will have to bring in measures to stabilize growth.
Many economic observers have suggested a growth rate of 6.5% is needed in China to ensure that job numbers remain at a reasonable level. Chinese President and CPC General Secretary Xi Jinping is on record saying annual growth of at least 6.5% will be required to reach the government's goal of doubling the per capita income of people from 2010's figures in the next five-year plan. CPPCC member Jia Kang is predicting the Chinese economy is likely to bottom out at about 6.5% this year before stabilizing.At the same time, Huang Yiping, a professor of the National Development Institute at Peking University, says stabilizing growth will require action.
我们关注的问题其实不是简单的说它增长速度是怎么样。
What we are concerned about is not simply the speed of economic growth, but what measures will be needed for realizing basic economic growth.
Huang says this will require following the basic principle.
我们的这个改革的这个任务已经比较清楚了，对吧
？The reform tasks are clear. Cut down on excessive production capacity, leverage and inventories to dry up excess capacity and reduce costs. The motivation and the goals are obvious. What we want to see during the NPC and CPPCC sessions is what exact measures will be taken and how strong the measures are.
The country's top lawmaking body, the National People's Congress, will convene on Saturday.Aside from deliberating the details of the government work report for the past year, they will also be discussing numerous reform policies before giving their approval. Most observers expect both lawmakers and political advisors are going to endorse a growth target of 6.5 to 7% for this year, as well as a more proactive fiscal policy. They are also expected to endorse a plan to increase the national deficit,while at the same time allowing for more tax and fee cuts. For CRI, I'm Luo Bing.